time for Web Bite of the Week, when I take you on a little journey around the great food websites of the internet. And this week, as ever, a really, really nice one for you. I'm joined by Katie Bryson. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, tell me, what is the name of your food website?
My blog is called Feeding Boys and a Firefighter.
Feeding Boys and a Firefighter. Tell me about your firefighter and your boys. I'm assuming that the firefighter is your husband.
Yes, I'm married to Matthew, who's a firefighter, and I have two boys, and they've all got enormous appetites.
I can imagine. How did the blog come about?
Well, a couple of years ago, I took redundancy from my job at the BBC as a journalist, and I wanted to kind of go in the food direction. So it was kind of an outlet for my writing, but also to kind of, I was stuck in a cooking sort of rut, and I was cooking the same things day in, day out. And I thought, well, if I started a blog, I could challenge myself to find lots of new recipe ideas.
Yep. And do you find them?
Yes, I do. I find them all over the place and adapt them to make them my own and share them with other kind of frazzled parents who need recipe inspiration as well, which is great.
So Feeding Boys is a website for frazzled parents looking for easy recipes to feed boys with big appetites.
That's exactly it, Nick.
Pretty well, most parents, I would imagine, in that case. So if we were to go to your website, have you got one or two signature dishes that we should definitely check out?
Well, I think at the moment, one of the latest ones I've done is just really simple. I heard you talking about fish earlier, but I've done like a glazed salmon fish. Which you wouldn't ordinarily think to give to kids, but it's just literally maple syrup and soy sauce over a salmon fillet, which is really easy but really delicious.
Chef Russell Bateman has given me that sort of nice smile look, which suggests that you approve of that, Russell.
Yeah, and a little nod. Yeah, Marcus. Yeah, I love the sweetness with the saltiness of the, obviously the sweetness and the nuttiness of the maple with the saltiness of the soy. I can imagine that going really well together, yeah.
Maple
yeah.
syrup is not the cheapest of ingredients, though, is it?
I
was quite shocked when I went to buy some recently. It was like £4 a pot. Mm. What can we use instead? Can we use golden syrup, honey?
Honey or golden syrup. Yeah. I mean, honey does go very well with salmon as well, yeah.
So. What's your other favourite recipe there, Katie?
Well, I've also got another one that's kind of homemade chicken nuggets, but I use, instead of breadcrumbs...
There's red lights going off in the studio here. Whoa, chicken nuggets.
But it's obviously using fresh chicken breast that you've sourced yourself, so you know where it's from. And then as the coating, I use crunch-up cornflakes, which gives a really amazing crunchy finish.
Cornflake chicken? Russell, is that something you would serve in a fine dining restaurant?
Yeah, why not?
fine
breakfast.
Yeah, exactly, and get the sack in the process. Katie, you founded the blog. You've kind of found your voice as a writer, and now you are, in effect, officially a food writer. Tell me what the blog has spawned beyond Simply Feeding Kids.
Yeah, well, basically,
or Feeding Boys.
I've got involved with writing recipes and features for various websites, but the one that I'm doing most work for at the moment is Parent Dish, which is AOL's kind of family website.
Yep.
So I'm doing lots of stuff for them at the moment, including recipes like chocolate cake and pancakes for Mother's Day and Rocky Road Easter Nests for Easter, which are definitely worth a look.
Lovely. And we were talking earlier on about Lizzie Curtis changing her career path, leaving the corporate world to basically be her own freelance boss. You've done it as well. Something you'd recommend?
Oh, I'd really recommend. I've never felt more liberated than working for myself, choosing my own projects and just working from home so I can see more of my kids and not get stressed about having to go to the office. It's perfect.
A little bit stressful as well, though, I'd imagine,
being
your own boss. Katie Bryson, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Give us the address of your website.
It is www.feedingboys.co.uk.
Have a lovely Saturday, Katie.
You too.
Dave Chew, it's time to play.